You spent all your childhood and adolescence in Gaza up until 2014 when you moved abroad. What was the situation like for you growing up in Palestine?
So, as most people know, there's like the Gaza Strip and the West Bank where the Palestinians should have control of. So I, from the Gaza Strip, it's just a small piece of land. It's like 365 square kilometers, and it's one of the most dense places in the world. There's over 2 million people living now and there. The city is a coastal city, so we spend most of our time, especially in summertime, go to the Mediterranean Sea, swimming, fishing, do all this kind of stuff. We have a very beautiful sandy beaches, but because of the political situation, we had many times where we had to be under too much fear and sadness because of Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip, especially civilians.
What is the view that Palestinians have of Israelis in Palestinian territory?
So it's very bad to see other people living in your land, in your houses. In one day, my father, he took my grandmother to see her house before she was forced to leave it because of the Israeli settlers. It's very heartbreaking to see other people taking your houses, your home, the place you spend your childhood, your memories, everything you did since childhood, since till adulthood and beyond that, are taken by someone else and just not buying. It's not a trade. You have no choice. Either you leave or you're going to be killed.
I assume you have friends and family in Palestine. What do they tell you about the current situation or what has been their experience?
A couple of my friends, they posted on Facebook especially, like they said literally, we were not expected to see the sun rise again over us because it was very hard. Sounds is very terrible, very, very strong, very loud voices and sounds of the rockets hitting the ground and the civilians' houses. And again, like the last escalation was very, very shame on them because all the towers they attacked, they were civilians. And one of them, the Al Jala Tower, where the Al Jazeera news channel and even the Associated Press news channel were there. And I watched like on the internet, one of the directors of the Associated Press, he said like, I was shocked because the Israelis knows that we have our office in there. So this was the situation. No one was safe, even if you're a civilian, if you're a kid, if you're a woman, if you're an elderly. If you live or reside in even a hospital, because the only center for COVID testing in the Gaza Strip was attacked. The only center they had was attacked. And we know how COVID is doing with our in our communities nowadays. It's no difference than here. People are being tested, and if they test positive, they will be asked to social distance or isolate and this kind of stuff. Now, the only center for COVID testing is destroyed in the Gaza Strip, and they know it. We have many places where many incidents where the United Nations places also was attacked too. So living for 11 days in a place where you know for sure that you're not gonna be safe. It doesn't matter what your status. Civilian, kid, women, well, it doesn't matter because you will end up either killed, injured, or your house is demolished over you and you're just waiting for the rescue to come.
Well, this has been an incredibly insightful interview. Thank you so much for talking to us today. We have been speaking with Motasem Awokumbos, former Utah State University graduate student born and raised in Palestine. Thanks for joining us. You have been listening to Utah Public Radio.